Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Doing just fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. My name is Ricky. Mr. Fire Department.
Yes, ma'am. And my name is Donald Sutton. And I called in to inquire about the $56.95 charge on my city Visa card. And she told me the very first charge was made for a neck massager. Well, I've never purchased a neck massager. And then she was telling me something about a $125 bonus or something of that nature, and there's a monthly charge of $49, and then something went up in on price, and there was a price increase that was going to take effect. And so she gave me a confirmation number and told me to speak to you all.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me, please, ma'am?
Yes, it's 8535 Old Homestead Drive.
And you said it's a fraud, correct?
Yes.
Are you sure no one else?
I don't have the items that she even mentioned.
Hey, you know, are you sure no one else in your house would place the order?
I have no idea. They usually don't have access to my card.
Okay, so we can file this as fraud, ma'am. But I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims and fraudulent charges may result in pending such as they find. So as long as you're sure no one else in your house has placed the order, we're going to proceed to file a claim. Would you like to go to continue that claim?
That no one else made the charges?
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to go to continue to file a claim?
You're making this real strict.
Okay. We just have to follow protocol, ma'am. You did say that this is fraud, correct? So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. We've got to go ahead and continue that claim.
Well, I'm going to do that because I'm the only one that has access to my card.
Okay, well, no problem. Let me place you on a brief hold moment. Okay, thank you for being so patient to hold for me. I was able to go ahead and get your refund. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Okay. And I'm going to contact Citibank and have them cancel this account number immediately.
Okay, so I was able to go ahead and get your account refund. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business. Thanks so much for calling the customer support. Enjoy wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.